Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2, Faculty of Social Science. Now, we are going to discuss the Shakespearean tragedy. Tragedy deals with the serious aspects of life in the same way as comedy deals with the lighter. Tragedy, therefore, is essentially a tale suffering, culminating in the death of the protagonist. Aristotle defined tragedy as, according to him, tragedy is a representation of an action which is serious, complete, and of a certain length. It is expressed in speech, made beautiful in different ways, in different parts of the play. It is acted, not narrated, and by exciting pity and fears, gives a healthy relief to such emotions. Dramatic genius and acumen of William Shakespeare left an indelible impression on the art and artifice of tragic drama, to the extent that this genre in his age and after him became popular and distinctive, and come to be known as Shakespearean tragedy to distinguish it from the classical tragedy. The Shakespearean tragedy is the main conforms with the definition of Aristotle, but violates the principle of the great Greek philosopher in one important respect. Its Shakespearean tragedy is not at all serious. Its seriousness is often relieved by the comic. In this regard, Shakespeare was only holding a mirror to life, in which joys and sorrows, tears and smiles frequently alternate. Shakespeare thus was a greater artist than the others who blindly adhered to the principles laid down by Aristotle. As a matter of fact, Shakespeare never bothered himself with any theory of tragedy, nor did he invent a tragic conception for himself. He expressed his idea of life in his tragedies, representing its terror and mystery as he observed in real life. It may be said with certainty that Shakespeare simply added his own grandeur and taste to the tragic conception of the eminent classical scholars like Aristotle. Yet, in spite of Shakespeare's universality and variety, he employed much the same effects in different plays to serve the same or similar ends. Professor A.C. Bradley is not only an eminent Shakespeare critic and a scholar, but also a connoisseur of literary art, and his observation on Shakespearean tragedy are very genius and pertinent. Theme. The main point common to all Shakespearean tragedy is their theme. The theme of Shakespearean tragedy is the struggle between good and evil, resulting in serious convulsions and disturbance, sorrow, sufferings, and death. Tragedy, as conceived by Shakespeare, is concerned with the ruin or the restoration of the soul and of the life of man. In other words, its subject is the struggle of good and evil in the world. Dowden. Shakespeare tragedy depicts men and women struggling with evil, often succumbing to it and brought to death by it. Through their heroic struggle, we realize the immense spiritual potentiality of man. For Shakespeare, tragedy becomes the stern, awful, but exalting picture of mankind's heroic struggle becomes a struggle towards a goodness which enlarges and enriches itself as human experience longer and wider through the ages. Shakespearean tragedy is the glorification of the soul of man. It never leaves behind a depressing effect. It soothes, consoles, strengthens, ennobles, and enriches. Melodramatic element. In his tragedy, Shakespeare presents a rich seriousness of excitement that is likely to rouse the most apathetic audience. The themes of all great tragedies of Shakespeare are sensational. For example, Macbeth has its witches, ghosts, and apparitions. Its murder in a darkened castle, its drunken and tipsy guard, and its thrilling night of Lady Macbeth walking in her sleep. In Hamlet, we have the ghost and the grave diggers, and in Othello, night alarms and sword fights. Every one of his tragedies is an expression of some human passion and its disastrous consequences. Any discussion of Shakespeare's tragic vision must primarily be concerned with this inner or higher tragedy, which is the soul or essence, and not with the external framework of sensationalism. The tragic hero. Shakespearean tragedy is essential and preeminently the story of one person, the hero or the protagonist, or at the most two persons, protagonist, the hero and the heroine, as we have in Macbeth. It is only in the love tragedies, Romeo and Juliet and Antonio and Cleopatra, that the heroine is made as much the center of action as the hero. There is no doubt a number of other persons, but the attention is concentrated on the main figure. A typical Shakespearean tragedy is single star. The story ends up to the includes ends up to and includes the death of the hero. At the end, the stage is often littered with crops. It is essentially a tale of suffering and calamity conducting to death. The tragic heroes are all conspicuous persons, or they are either kings or princes or great military generals indispensable for the state. Hamlet is prince, Lear is a king. Macbeth belongs to the royal family and is trusted kinsman and general. Othello is a great warrior and brave general. Shakespeare's conception of tragedy is medieval, for like the moderns, he is not concerned with the fate of the common man, with his sorrows and sufferings. These exalted personages suffer greatly and the calamity is conceptual. Thus, Macbeth, after the murder of King Duncan, suffers the tortures of hell as if there were a scorpion in his brain. Othello is on the rack with jealousy for the great part of the play. Lear goes mad and raves. Hamlet's soul is torn within. The sufferings of the heroes is contrasted with their previous happiness. The hero is such an important personality that his fall affects the welfare of an entire nation or empire, and when he falls suddenly from the eminence of earthly greatness to the dust, his fall produces a sense of powerlessness of man and the omnipotence of fate. This is the one of the ways in which the dramatist introduces an element of universality in his tragedies. Brutus in Julius Caesar has all these qualities in him who meets his tragic end by the dominant fate. The tragic hero is not only a person of high degree, he also has an exceptional nature. He is built on a grand scale. He has some passion which attains in him a terrible force. He has marked one-sidedness, a strong tendency to act. They are all driven in some one direction, but by some peculiar interest, object, passion, or habit of mind. Bradley refers to this trait as the tragic flaw. Thus, Macbeth has vaulting ambition, Hamlet noble in action, Othello credulity and rashness, Lear the folly and fondness in old age. Owing to the fault or flaw of his character, the tragic hero falls from greatness. It is in this sense that character is destiny is true in Shakespearean tragedy. It is the character of the hero which is responsible for his action, and so they appear to be the architects of his destiny. The calamities and catastrophes follow inevitably from the deeds of a man and are the main source of these deeds in character. Thank you.